Hello, everyone. This is Matt. This is Marooned on Mars with Matt. And Hillary. Hillary would be on Marooned on Mars with me if she were here, but she's not here. I'm doing a little experiment right now. I'm recording an episode into my phone. It's a mini episode. It's not a real episode. I'm doing this rogue, okay? Hillary doesn't know I'm doing this. Don't tell her. I'll get in big trouble. But I figured because we hadn't been talking with you in so long, we miss you, by the way. I'll speak for Hillary on that. We miss you. We miss each other doing the podcast and talking about the Kim Stanley Robinson Mars trilogy, which is what the podcast is about. Anyway, we haven't been able to do it in a while because of just school has been really busy for both of us, I know. And Hillary now is away at a conference this weekend. I'm not sure where or what the conference is, but I've been assured that that's where she is. So it'll be at least another probably week before we come back to our regularly scheduled programming of Marooned on Mars with Matt and Hillary. And when we do, we have a couple things to do, loose ends. We have to do our wrap-up episode for Green Mars. And we want to have an episode on Stan's new book, Red Moon, which we both read and loved and think is really fun and exciting and cool and all the great things. So we're going to do probably an episode on each of those. And then finally, we'll get into Blue Mars. And start wrapping up the trilogy, and then by the end of Blue Mars, which probably will, it'll probably last us until March or something, and hopefully by then Stan will have some time, Kim Stanley Robinson himself might have some time to appear on our podcast, and we could interview him, and we definitely hope to do that once, but we think we'll do that as we wrap up the trilogy. I thought I would just call and say hi. I guess call and say hi. That's why I say call, because I'm on my phone and it sounds whatever. It feels like I'm giving you guys a call and leaving you a voicemail, which I sort of am. But I also thought I'd mention that just some of the other science fictional adventures I've been on recently. Last night I was able to go to Northwestern University's cinema at the Block Museum to see an amazing film that Hillary actually turned me on to a few years ago called Born in Flames by Lizzie Borden from 1983. This is like a guerrilla style film. It's not exactly science fiction, but it sort of gets classified in that. And probably in a way that, relates it to the Stan Robinson universe, because what it is it's a film about 10 years after a sort of socialist democratic revolution in America. And it's about the problems that persist after that socialist democratic revolution has taken hold, primarily among for women, that it hasn't been a feminist socialist revolution, that women and especially Black women have been left behind by this revolution, and so they are beginning to organize and debate whether to take up radical arms, to take up arms against the government, and restart a rebellion. There's a women's army gets formed, and all kinds of really interesting things happen. It's a really also very interesting sort of diagnosis about the way that the media operates in concert with systems of power to control the spread of information and to kind of limit the horizon of imagination of people for social change. It's an amazing film, and I was able to see it last night on a new-ish 35mm print from the Anthology Film Archives, and Lizzie Borden was there in person to answer questions, and she was quite amazing. With lots of interesting stories about making that movie in the 80s. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, I also watched a Michael Crichton directed movie called Looker from 1981, which is on the soon to be defunct Filmstruck streaming service, which was bad, but interesting. These commercial actresses are coming into this the world famous plastic surgeon played by Albert Finney in Los Angeles and asking for extremely precise, by the millimeter plastic surgery for some reason. And it turns out it's because, I don't know why, it doesn't make any sense. But there's some company that is like scanning these women and then making them into like computer generated actresses so they can just plunk them into commercials and control people's minds. There's a mind control aspect to it, you know, where it's all about an allegory about commercials and the zombification of the television audience and stuff like this, and mind control and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a real goofy, weird thing but a lot of interesting kind of, diagnoses of our media landscape and the kind of propensity for commercial television to sort of try to brainwash us into buying stuff. It was very weird. Very weird diagnosis of that too. Very strange. Not really a lot of reason why. Because the models end up getting murdered for some reason. It's made to look like suicides. But why that should be the case when the company has already digitally scanned their bodies and put them into these commercials. Also, the commercials that they shoot with the digitally scanned computer-generated women, the commercials are all done on physical sets. Like, so there's a physical kitchen set or a car in front of a desert landscape. And then the actors are digitally put into them, into these environments. It's like, why would it not be the opposite? Or the reverse, which it clearly is and was. That's how it works today. Like, you don't make a fake person and then put them in a real environment. You make a fake environment and put a real person in it. Anyway, Michael Crichton's a weird guy. He was able to direct a bunch of movies for some reason. They let him direct movies in the 70s and 80s. And, you could watch them. But John Carpenter movies are better. Anyway, I thought I'd just share those thoughts with you and waste some of your time and experiment with recording an episode onto my phone, just talking to myself in the bedroom with the cats sleeping on a chair next to me, and the sound of the cicadas has been replaced by the sound of the radiator. So no more cicadas, it's winter time, and we've got the radiator going. So, that's enough out of my mouth, and maybe we'll hear from Hillary later in the week about a report from her conference, which is science, not quite science fictional in nature, I think, but it is science oriented. I think it's like science and literature studies or something like that. I believe it is the Science and Literature Studies Association. I think it's SLSA. I think that's where she is. But who knows? If you're in California, oh my gosh, those fires. And hopefully Stan's house is not affected by this. He lives near Davis. I hope he's okay. I hope anybody who lives out in California is okay and trying not to breathe the air out there and calling up your congresspeople and telling them to get started on that Green New Deal that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is trying to push through Congress and all of her allies and stuff. And let's save the world. Let's save the world, guys. So that's your homework for the weekend, is to save the world. And then we'll be back with talking about Green Mars and Red Moon. All right, you can probably tell I'm just kind of vamping, kind of lonely, I guess. Nobody to talk to. Hillary's gone. My partner's in the other room just doing whatever she does. Just here with the cats and my phone and my thoughts. which is a dangerous place to be. Okay. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.